There are many ways in which water quality and access is impacting lives of boys and girls. One very clear example is in ability to access education. As we clearly see, whether it's in a humanitarian context or it's a development situation, girls who do not have access to separate sanitary facilities in schools are more likely to be dropping out of school, they're more likely not to be attending school than boys. And in humanitarian situations where families and communities are displaced and on the move, this is likely to be even further exacerbated.
The WFP said that because of funding shortfalls, they'd also had to cut school meals programs. And I imagine that that impacts girls worse than boys. Are you able to expand on that a little bit?
Girls are very likely to be affected in terms of not just their psychosocial and cognitive growth, but their physical growth in the period that they're going through puberty. And school meals provide a very important complement from a nutritional point of view to all the different ingredients that they need to have in school during their middle education or middle childhood years. Without that nutritious food, it's very likely that girls will not be able to both access education because they would be more likely to drop out, but also when they are in school, they're not going to be able to concentrate as they should in their school education curricula.
How do nutrition facilities work into this? If there aren't the school meals programs, are the nutrition facilities able to pick up the slack?
Part of the work that we do in nutrition facilities is treatment of acute malnutrition. Acute malnutrition is likely to affect the child in their early years of life. Mm-hmm. So it's very important, again, from a both cognitive growth, but also from a development, overall development growth, for us to be able to support children in their early years with good nutrition, including with timely treatment of either moderate or acute malnutrition. In schools, what is really important to complement the school meals is to have school health programs, particularly programs that are addressing the development of girls. Life skills programs as well as school checks, health checks are very key as a complement to school feeding in schools.
What are the biggest challenges UNICEF faces in making sure that all girls have access to education, healthcare and food? And what is the first step to be taken in addressing these?
One of the biggest challenges that we face in terms of overcoming the barriers to education, particularly for girls, is awareness within communities of the importance of girls not just accessing school, but staying in school. And so we do need to be working with communities, particularly women and men in communities, for them to show leadership and ownership that education is the right of every child, and particularly it's the right of a girl who's going to grow up to be a mother and responsible for another generation.